This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. There was a lot of security news this past week, but it's all trash that's trying to get attention for RSA, which is next week, and I'll be there. As a result, this is a thin episode, which is a good thing. Let's get right into it. From the community, poisoned Python and PHP packages purloin passwords for AWS access. That's right, deluge developers decry despicable deception. Make sure you understand what you're installing before you install it, please. And an article titled, "No, Your Cloud Environment Doesn't Need a Sandbox," is one of those positions that takes a fair bit of flack, despite it being largely correct.
This episode is sponsored in parts by our friend EnterpriseDB. EnterpriseDB has been powering enterprise applications with PostgreSQL for 15 years, and now EnterpriseDB has you covered wherever you deploy PostgreSQL. On-premises, private cloud, and they just announced a fully managed service on AWS and Azure called Big Animal, all one word. Don't leave managing your database to your cloud vendor because they're too busy launching another half dozen managed databases to focus on any one of them that they didn't build themselves. Instead, work with the experts over at EnterpriseDB. They can save you time and money. They can even help you migrate legacy applications, including Oracle, to the cloud. To learn more, try Big Animal for free. Go to biganimal.com/snark and tell them Corey sent you.
A single announcement of note from AWS, Spring 2022 SOC reports are now available with 150 services in scope. Be sure to grab a copy of these if you want to have them handy for when your auditor comes calling. Honestly, the biggest challenge of audits has always been gathering the information. It would be swell if there were a get report active for date X API that you could then integrate into your time to give the auditors what they want tooling that you're invariably building now is a pile of crappy bash scripts. And the tool I'm talking about today is a bit of an oldie but goodie, canarytokens.org. The concept's simple. You tell the website what your email address is and what kind of thing to generate, AWS keys, a URL, a Word document, things like that. And as a result, when those things get used or accessed, the site will send you an email that it's happened. Imagine placing these in sensitive environments. It's a great way to know you have a security problem before you read about them in the papers. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Thank you very much for listening.
I have been your host, Corey Quinn. And if you remember nothing else, it's that when you don't get what you want, you get experience instead. Let my experience guide you with the things you need to know in the AWS security world so you can get back to doing your actual job. Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition.